Welcome, I'm Alan Kenny, Editorial Director with Nareit, and this is the latest edition of the Nareit Podcast. Today's January 5th, and I'm joined today by Christopher Volk, President and CEO of Store Capital. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us, your company's name is actually an acronym that's pretty self-explanatory, Single Tenant Operational Real Estate. But can you give us a primer on what Store Capital does, the company's business strategy, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, single-tenant operational real estate really denotes profit center properties, so assets that are used by real estate-intensive companies that generate their sales and profits. Think about chain restaurants or automotive parts and services or health clubs, manufacturing. And if you look at our portfolio today, we're a little over 70% service companies, service-based companies, which include things like movie theaters, fitness centers, early childhood education, and the like. And then we're about 16-17% into retail properties, sporting goods stores, furniture retailing, et cetera. And then we're about 10-12% industrial.
Again, talking with Christopher Volk, President and CEO of Store Capital. So explain to us then, what do you see as your value proposition to investors?
Well, the value proposition is what we've always been doing for the last 30 years. This is our third public company that we've been operating. And the value proposition is to be able to pay a nice dividend yield, to generate growth through internal growth in terms of same-store rent increases and reinvesting surplus cash, and then to really be able to generate material growth from being able to grow the platform that we have and by doing new originations. And over the last 30 years, we've been able to do just that.
And what about the value proposition for tenants?
Well, that's where it gets more interesting, because while we own today about $2.8 billion worth of real estate, the reason we own that real estate is because of the service we provide our tenants. So being able to provide tenants service where we can say to the tenant that they will be better off financially by selling us their real estate and letting us be their landlord of choice is really what allows us to be able to put together a really attractive portfolio for our investors. So it's a win-win situation.
Talking with Chris Volk, President and CEO of Store Capital. So, Chris, 2014 was a relatively quiet year for REIT IPOs. Your company went public in November. What made this a good time for Store Capital to list on the New York Stock Exchange?
Well, I would say to you that when you're a REIT and you're going public, you don't think about necessarily timing the market, because you know you're going to be in the market year after year after year to raise capital from investors. So you're making a very strategic decision, not just a tactical decision. And the strategic decision is that long-term, being a public company will help us to have a more efficient cost of capital. This was actually our third round of capital, so we've been in existence for 3.5 years, and we had a choice of doing a third round of capital privately or publicly, and decided this was the time to take the company public. And I would say that the bar for being a public company in the REIT space is higher than it ever has been. So you have to have a business model that clearly adds value to both investors and to tenants in our case. And this company today is actually bigger from an equity cap perspective than the prior two companies publicly that we've run at the time we sold them.
And the net lease sector has been one of the most active in the real estate industry in terms of assets changing hands. How are you finding the market for acquisitions right now?
Well, we do a lot of our acquisitions directly. So we have a origination group, a relationship management group that calls on companies directly all over the United States. And our pipeline of investment activity has always been, or investments being evaluated, has always been in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 billion, even more, and so we're certainly finding a lot of acquisition opportunities. Last year, we did over $1.1 billion of investment activities, and over $275 million in the fourth quarter. So we're definitely finding lots of investment opportunities, and I think that we're certainly demonstrating that the market really needs a company like this from the tenant perspective, in terms of being able to provide capital and helping them run their businesses more efficiently from a long-term capital stack perspective.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and thank you for taking the time with me.
And thank you for joining us, too. For the Nareit Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.